antibiotic-resistant bacteria in the Hudson. I'm Randy Simon, and this is Earthwise, a look at our changing environment. Combined sewer systems are designed to collect rainwater runoff, sewage, and industrial wastewater in the same pipe, and then transport the wastewater to a sewage treatment plant. But during heavy rainfall events, wastewater treatment plants can get overwhelmed, forcing them to discharge untreated water into nearby water bodies. This intentional discharge of dirty water is known as CSOs, or combined sewer overflows. As a result, many rivers in the United States contain strains of antibiotic-resistant bacteria. New York's Hudson River is no exception. The Hudson, a 315-mile-long river that flows from the Adirondack Mountains through the Hudson Valley and into the Atlantic Ocean between New York City and New Jersey, receives some 27 billion gallons of untreated wastewater courtesy of CSOs each year. 2 years ago, researchers from Columbia University and Queens College found strains of bacteria resistant to common antibiotics, including ampicillin and tetracycline, in the Hudson. 10 different sections of the river were analyzed. Ampicillin-resistant bacteria was found 84% of the time, and tetracycline-resistant bacteria was found 38% of the time.
There has been progress in reducing the sources of sewage to the river, but there's a long way to go.
Greg O'Mullen is an assistant professor at Queens College and a senior advisor to Riverkeeper.
Until that sewage is removed from the system, there will remain in areas at a greater risk from recreational contact. So while there has been progress, there's a lot of room for additional action.
Exposure to antibiotic-resistant bacteria should not be taken lightly. Antibiotic-resistant infections kill 90,000 people in the United States every year. Everyone wins with cleaner water. Earthwise is a production of WAMC Northeast Public Radio.